Catholic leaders in the United States yesterday filed lawsuits in federal court on behalf of dioceses, schools, and healthcare agencies opposing the Obama administration's mandate that religious employers provide workers birth control and other coverage which violates their religious beliefs. The bishops are also planning a national campaign for religious freedom in the 2 weeks leading up to the July 4th Independence Day holiday. The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, a public interest law firm, had previously filed 4 other federal lawsuits challenging the mandate on behalf of religious schools and others. The Beckett Fund's communications director, Emily Hardman, told Charles Collins religious freedom in the country is at stake.
What you're seeing is the greatest assault to religious liberty that you've ever seen. And with these additional lawsuits being filed, you see the great strengthening of the claims and the stand for religious liberty. It's very significant that these people have joined forces. There are now 22 separate lawsuits and over 60 plaintiffs that are represented. And this isn't just Catholic institutions. There's also evangelical and Protestant universities as well. So it's very clear that this isn't just a Catholic issue, that this is a religious liberty issue and this is a freedom issue, that the government shouldn't be able to force religious institutions to violate their faith or pay a severe fine.
The health care law itself has been taken to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is now deciding whether or not this individual mandate in the law is constitutional. Are these two issues, the individual mandate and the religious liberty, intertwined, or are they separate issues?
Absolutely, they're entwined in the fact that this is part of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Therefore, if the whole Obamacare gets struck down, then the HHS mandate automatically, by default, gets struck down, and it's a huge victory for religious liberty. Now, if the entire Affordable Care Act doesn't get shut down, if it doesn't get ruled unconstitutional, then our cases still get to move forward.